We'll move to Senate Bill 202. It's an act to revise certain provisions regarding visitation rights for grandparents. And I'll turn the gavel over.
Senate Bill 202 is an act to revise certain provisions regarding the visitation rights of grandparents. Do we have any proponents? Well, welcome, Madam Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I thought that I'd sit up here just because it might be easier, although I intend to make my testimony, and I'm certain everyone else who's going to testify on the bill will keep their comments relatively brief. And for purposes of a long agenda, Senate Bill 202 is actually brought to you because a constituent of mine lost a daughter in a car accident and then found herself unable to visit the grandchild, the child of her daughter. The son-in-law remarried, and it became an issue in the new family setting about whether the grandparents from the first marriage, through the first marriage, should be able to visit the child. And I think these kinds of issues tend to come up when we have a lot of blended families, and that seems to be more and more the norm and the trend. It took me on a search of our grandparent statutes, and it took me to a recent Supreme Court decision that was handed down on June 5th of last year. And it was a major decision. It was called Troxell v. Granville. And I think the state bar is here to probably handle more of the legal arguments associated with this bill. But it took me to a research of our current statute and realizing that our statute is almost identical to the one that was before the U.S. Supreme Court, and the court had major problems with. In fact, declared it unconstitutional. So it became a situation for me not only to address my constituents' concerns, but really grandparents all over the state of South Dakota. We should have a statute that they can depend on. So with that in mind, I have an amendment prepared to 202, which ensures that this addresses not just the scenario of the constituent that I described, but all grandparents. So I'm hoping that with that introduction, you'll allow some other people to come up and testify on the bill. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Do we have any questions of Senator Everest? Committee questions of Senator Everest? Thank you very much, Senator Everest.
Thank you.
Other proponents to Senate Bill 202?
Morning, Mr. Chairman, Senators. Tom Barnett, and I lobby for the State Bar of South Dakota. As Senator Everest indicated, there's been a long public policy in favor of a right of a grandparent to visit their grandchildren. It's the law in most, if not every, jurisdiction. The Troxell versus Granville case threw that public policy into doubt. This was the state of Washington, and the facts in that case, there was a disagreement between the parent of the child and a grandparent. The court stepped in. Their statute was very, very similar to ours. The Washington Supreme Court entered an order which granted substantial visitation to the grandparent. The facts would indicate that the parent who was objecting to that indicated that it was disruptive of the child's extracurricular activities and schedules and so forth, and so ultimately went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court handed down a decision that essentially threw into question virtually at least 44 states, if not all. One of the big problems that the Supreme Court had was the lack of standards enacted in the legislature to carefully protect the parents' right yet still carry out the public policy. I can tell you that there is considerable disagreement in my field, the legal field, as to how far legislatures can go in light of the Troxell decision. There are members of my family law committee that think that that this particular bill goes too far. There are other practitioners and Professor Barron that are comfortable with this statute, including the amendment. In that case, the Troxell case, the court noted, and we call that dicta, but it's also an indication because the Supreme Court doesn't work in a vacuum, and they know that this is an issue that isn't going to go away, and so they include language as places to go look. It's not their job to draft legislation that they would approve. That's for the legislative branch. They understand that. But they do give us indications of what legislative bodies can do to address those issues. The Senator Everest, being the amendment.
Mr. Bart, may I interrupt in a moment? And I should have asked for a motion on this amendment. It's 202JA. The amendment has been moved by Senator Dugard and seconded by Senator Munson. Thank you very much. Now we can discuss the bill and the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The U.S. Supreme Court in the Troxell decision suggested that we go take a look at the states of Oregon, Mississippi, and Rhode Island. And in fact, this bill with the amendment does that. It also cited the Nebraska and Maine statutes, which have some standards that the court can use when trying to balance those interests. And we're always talking, when it's in litigation, we're talking about competing interests, because if everybody's getting along, then there's no court case. So the U.S. Supreme Court is saying you need some sort of reference point, some sort of standard, something for the court to look at when trying to balance those competing interests. We think that this bill does that. I'm still waiting to hear from some of the other members of my family law committee, and we may polish it up when it gets to the other side, assuming that this body approves it. But at this point, I'm very comfortable with the idea, and I think that this does answer the questions that were raised by the Troxell decision, and if we can improve on it, I will, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Do we have any questions? Questions from the committee? Thank you very much, Mr. Burnett. Other proponents to 202. Proponents 202.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Shirley Eastnick. I'm a volunteer lobbyist for AARP. On behalf of our 84,000 plus members in South Dakota, we'd wish to go on record as being in favor of this bill. Our membership includes people 50 years of age and older, and certainly that includes many grandparents. So we have to be in support of legislation that would allow grandparent-grandchild visitation. All 50 states have statutes granting visitation rights if considered to be in the best interest of the child. As I look at this bill, I realize that if my daughter would die and my son-in-law would remarry, I would have visitation rights with my grandchildren as long as it did not interfere with a parent-child relationship. I'd like to hope that I'd be in good graces with that step-parent. We have to keep in mind in this day and age that there are many divorces and second marriages, and that the relationship with the grandparents as the extended family and their support system is very important, probably more so now than ever. Perhaps one child said it best with this simple statement: grandparents are the bandages to our lives. They give us hope for tomorrow. Please support Senate Bill 202. Be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you very much, Shirley. Any questions from the committee? Thank you. Other proponents of 202?
Morning. Tom Van Norman, State Representative, District 28A. And I'm here in support of this bill because in the tribal communities, we have a strong connection between our elders and parents, and very our grandparent caretakers, in one sense, and some parents have custom and tradition. of Lakota tribes for those grandparents to step in and take a stronger role and raise children. For example, my sister was murdered in 1987, and her child's father was not available to take custody of my nephew. So my mother, since then, has taken custody of my nephew and had a hard time in the state of Colorado getting officials to allow her to do that because she was a little bit older. However, she has raised my nephew. He is 14. He's doing very well. And naturally, my mother raised me, and I hope she did a good job. So I think grandparents play a great role in our society, and I really encourage the state to continue on with a good relationship between grandparents and children. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Representative. Any questions? Other proponents? Other proponents at 202? Other proponents at 202? Seeing none, are there opponents to Senate Bill 202? Opponents, 202, seeing none, we will close this to committee action and disposition of Senate Bill 202. Oh, let's, we got a first and a second on the amendment. All in favor of the amendment, signify by saying aye, opposed, same sign.
Aye.
We're moving real fast. Question, Senator Whiting.
Just I'm really just talking about how it fits here. On page 1, line 7 of the printed bill, after "and," insert "either." Does that make sense? Circle my grandparents and so on. If the visitation is in the best interest of the child, either the visitation would not significantly interfere. Period.
Or.
But there's no.
Is that all right?
Oh yeah. Oh okay. Okay.
Huh?
Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
I think we have the amendment moved. Thank you. Any comments on Senate Bill 202, disposition of Senate Bill 202? Further questions or comments? Senator Simmons.
I'd like to ask Senator Everest a question, if I may.
You certainly may.
Senator Everest, is this very similar now to those other states that were mentioned in the Supreme Court case as a model? Or?
Well, the court never really goes that far. They only address the issues before them, and the courts tend to be as limited as they can, but the U.S. Supreme Court does take the liberty of discussing issues around the issue they're deciding, and we call that dicta. They won't specifically indicate whether how they would rule on the next case, and they would never say, you know, if a state would come along and do this, we would certainly approve, but they tend to give some strong indications, and so they pointed out language in other state statutes that they did approve of, which for the court was a pretty strong indication that if we adopted it and states would draw this kind of language into their statutes, that would be constitutional.
And this is very similar language to what the states that they mentioned have then?
Word for word from the two states. I wonder if I could find that. Those quotes.
I'll take your word for it, Senator Everest. You don't have to read it to me.
Thank you, Senator Simmons.
Might take me a minute to find it in this decision. I should have marked it. But
we should note that it's been a rough morning already for our chairman. There's no bow on this side of her glasses.
Yeah, it's just.
And it was. And
it,
I didn't.
Thank you. It was. It's down. It was down there on the floor.
And I didn't do it. Do we have any other questions from the committee on 202 or disposition of the bill?
I'm glad you didn't do it.
Senator Brose.
having become involved in a very similar situation about 4 years ago, and the importance of this would have, or this bill would have solved the problem at that time, I do move do pass on Senate Bill 202 as amended.
We have a do pass on Senate Bill 202 as amended, and seconded by Senator Bros made the do pass motion. Senator Munson made the second. We have as amended. So we will have the secretary call the roll on the do pass motion for Senate Bill 202 as amended. Please call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Senator Gross.
Aye.
Dugard.
Aye.
Hutmacher.
Aye.
Eisenstein.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Everest.
Aye.
202 will go to the floor on the do pass motion.